AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump talked about the U.S. capture of Venezuela's now deposed leader, Nicolas Maduro.
He's a violent guy. He gets up there and he tries to imitate my dance a little bit. But he's a violent guy, and he's killed millions of people. He's tortured. They have a torture chamber in the middle of Caracas that they're closing up.
He spoke to congressional Republicans about the weekend mission.
The United States proved once again that we have the most powerful, most lethal, most sophisticated, and most fearsome. It's a fearsome military on planet Earth, and it's not even close.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio and other top officials briefed leaders in Congress. Speaker Mike Johnson told reporters he doesn't expect the U.S. to deploy troops to Venezuela, emphasizing U.S. actions there are not regime change. 5 years ago today, rioters stormed the Capitol as electoral votes were being counted to declare Joe Biden the 46th president. Benny Thompson was chair of the House committee looking into the riot.
The years may have muffled the screams we heard, and the horrible images of that day may have faded. So as we mark this grim anniversary, it's important that we remember exactly what happened. January 6th was not a regular tourist visit. It was not a day of love. It was a bloody riot that pushed our democracy to the breaking point.
Protesters angry over Iran's ailing economy conducted a sit-in at Tehran's Grand Bazaar. Security forces fired tear gas and dispersed demonstrators as the market shut down. The protest came as Iran's currency fell to a record low. Activists say at least 36 people have been killed. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising on Wall Street and approaching more all-time highs. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 205 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.5%. Tech stocks did better than the rest of the market. Semiconductor company Micron Technology rose 7.4%. European markets were higher. Asian markets posted solid gains overnight. Investors will be focused on the labor market this week. The government is putting out three separate reports on employment. Treasury yields climbed in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury rose to 4.18%. Seth Soutell, New York.
Republican Doug LaMalfa, a seven-term congressman from California and a reliable vote for President Trump's agenda, has died, reducing the GOP's narrow control of the House. He was 65. Republicans now have 218 seats to the Democrats' 213. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.